Brief. Iran could launch a major attack on Israel as soon as today. A U.S. official confirms Iranians have completed their preparations with around 150 cruise missiles in place. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff C.Q. Brown told CBS Mornings.
We're always planning and preparing. That's one thing we do very well is plan and prepare.
Abortion rights may be on the ballot in Colorado. Reporter Shauna Mazel tells us Coloradans for Reproductive Freedom says they've collected signatures.
There could still be some challenges on this as it relates to the validity of the signatures. And one person familiar with the operation and the work they're doing there said that they do expect challenges on that basis.
Major flooding in the Pittsburgh area.
A horrifying show of nature. I mean, it really shows what a freak storm can do to a town situated on a bed like this. I mean, we're at the lowest point here. Two creek beds on either side.
Multiple people had to be rescued. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Next year's race for Wisconsin Supreme Court appears to be more wide open now that Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring. Conservative Judge Brad Schimel is the only candidate so far, but liberals Susan Crawford and Chris Taylor are now said to be thinking about it. The winner of next year's race will likely decide the court's ideological majority. Clean water advocates say they're happy with the EPA's new legally enforceable benchmark for PFAS in drinking water. Lynn Thorpe of Clean Water Action says it's not enough to clean up PFAS already in the water.
We need to take equally aggressive action to keep the chemicals from getting into the water and the environment in the first place.
Wisconsin adopted its own PFAS standards for drinking water last year, but the new federal standard is stricter. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The statewide tornado drill was canceled by Ready Wisconsin and the National Weather Service yesterday afternoon, but the sirens still sounded in Wisconsin Rapids. There was a slight chance of a funnel cloud forming in southern Wisconsin near to the time of the planned 6:45 test. Wood County Emergency Management decided to continue with the test as planned since there was no threat of severe weather in Wood County. The Everbridge notification system also sent out alerts to people who have signed up for the service. You can change your notification settings or set up an account at woodcountywi.gov. Monday is tax day. If you haven't completed your taxes yet, now is the time. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties offers a free service called My Free Taxes, and you can file your taxes from your smartphone. You can find out more at uwswac.org under My Free Taxes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, Terry.
We do.
We're going to have some fun today. A lot of good things lined up for you. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. Isn't it so nice to see the sunshine?
It is beautiful.
There's a beautiful blue sky out there. I saw an eagle the first thing I got in this morning. Like, it's just one of those mornings. It's a nice Friday.
Oh, goodness. That's amazing. I want to see an eagle soaring around this morning. I'm jealous.
I'm so spoiled. I've got an eagle's nest right across the street from me, and just every once in a while I get to see them. It's just beautiful.
Okay, do you know what kind of eagles? I have to ask.
Bald. And I'm not trying to call them out. Like, I feel, all right, that was rude. Just because I got a full head of hair in my 40s doesn't mean I should be calling out another. That was not classy of me. I apologize.
How dare you?
I'm terrible. You go ahead and do your job. I'm sorry, Brittany. I'm sorry.
Oh, goodness. Well, those eagles that don't have much hair, loving the winds right now. Mm. They're breezy out of the northwest at about 30 miles per hour.
Nicely done.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, that's the only bad downfall today is just some breezy winds out of the northwest. So it's going to keep us into the mid-50s today, but that's not bad compared to the rain we had to deal with yesterday, so we'll take it. And then this weekend, not a cloud in the sky. We're going to soar to the 70s. And now we still have the potential for maybe some 80s on Monday, but it's looking further and further south now, unfortunately. But, hey, 70s are fantastic.
We'll take it. We will take it. Not a bad weekend. Not a bad sounding weekend at all. And about what you had predicted for us. You kind of gave us a heads up about this. And we appreciate that. Love working with you, Brittany. You have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
We'll talk soon. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning right in this time slot. Get us all up to date on weather and what we got coming up.
Nice. I was going to ask her if there was any snow coming, but I figured I wouldn't be anybody's fan, you know. Not that I'm really, I'm over it, right? Yeah, like, not that I'm still looking for snow, but.
It's, you know, I've thought about you a lot throughout this, well, throughout the winter, in part because of that, and, you know, the teasing we give each other about the snow and everything. But in any time I was reading about up north and hearing about what they were going through up north and how hard that has been and stuff, people like yourself that love the winter and the winter months and everything, I couldn't help but think of.
Yeah.
For every person that has been enjoying it, there are people out there that have had to struggle over this winter, and that's been rough to see, to read about, and to hope. And to see a lot of the good, though, that has been a positive. To see a lot of people trying to help out businesses up north and a lot of that.
And this sunshine is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I've already got, like, a list of things I'm going to do outside over the weekend. Nice, you know what I mean? Nice, like, just getting things ready for spring.
Got that list in your head. Yeah. You finally can start getting to it and everything. We've got a list that we've got to get to. We've got about 5 hours of show to cram into these 2 hours, and we're going to do it and have fun while we're at it. We have got, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up, where we celebrate not just today, but Saturday and Sunday birthdays. Looking forward to that. After our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. And we've been doing game shows. We're going to take a break from game shows just for today, just because we have a special one we want to play. We'll do that. Looking forward to it. That's going to be a lot of fun. Got some other great topics we want to get into as well, Terry. We've got to kind of, you and I are going to go throwing back. We're going back to the 90s. We're going to go back to the 90s a little bit, which is so difficult for you and I that we hate doing.
Right?
Yeah, we'll do that. That should be fun. But I want to kick things off talking a little United Way and talking about some other local things in our area here. First off, United Way, on our Sunrise show, if you were listening, you got to hear how Community Shred Day went. Successful. Very good to hear that, Terry. But as one event ends, you've got about 20 coming up. and there's a lot of good ones right around the corner.
Yeah, so we did. I do want to just thank everybody who participated in Shred Day. We had two sponsors, Prevail Bank and Bank Account. And so United Way was able to leverage $2,000 in donations from them. And then we also had another $570 that came in from those who were dropping off shreds. So, you know, just a remarkable. And that actually kickstarts, that money goes towards our fall campaign for this year. So it's kind of like, you know, fun little jump start.
Yeah.
We're also midway through our calendar raffle. So for the month of April, we had a calendar raffle to see who the winners are. Those are posted on our website and posted each day on our Facebook. So you can check that out. If you happen to have jumped in on the calendar raffle, you can see who the winners are to date. So that's exciting. We are also, for the month of April, accepting new and used, gently used children's books. Those are for our Great Book Giveaway event. Great Book Giveaway happens the week after school stops for summer. Mm-hmm. Then we have a series of Reading in the Park events where we go around, some volunteers read to the kids, and then they leave with new books that they get to keep for summer. So we have never... It's very interesting. We've been doing this event a long time. Mm-hmm. We have never had to purchase books because of the donations
that
come in.
Cool.
And so it's really awesome, and we appreciate that. And, you know, it's kind of, and I went through this with my own kids, right? Like, you have these little baby board books and then easy reader books and that kind of thing. And you struggle with, like, you don't want to part with them.
Oh, no.
But at the same time, you don't really want them anymore.
What
are
you going to do with
them? This is a great opportunity because they are getting right back into the hands of kids here in the in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just something you can feel good about. We are accepting those donations for another 2 weeks up through April 26th. And those need to be dropped off at our office, which is 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. And we are taking donations each day from 8:30 until 4 p.m.
And when it comes to reading mentors and people reading to these kids, Terry, well, that's something, another fun aspect of this time of year and with this event.
Yeah, for sure. So we do have reading mentors in the classrooms, and that'll be, you know, kind of sunsetting mid-May.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And then we also do take anybody who would like to volunteer for one of the Great Book Giveaway events. They can come. They do need to connect with Ben in our office. And we will, you know, we usually have like three or four readers at each location. So we go all over. You know, to each small community that makes up our Southwood County area, as well as Adams County. So those are posted. You can see when those are. So if you say, gosh, you know, I'd really like to join and read when you're at the Vesper Library. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you just need to connect with Ben and we can get you on the list. And basically, we just ask you to read your favorite children's book. You can bring your own book or you can grab one off of our table, right? So we'll have mm-hmm. hundreds of books there that the yeah. kids can then pick from. So you certainly can do that as well. Last year it was fun. We had an author who donated 50 copies of their book that they wrote. And so the reader that day, the volunteer, read the book to the children and then they got to pick their normal ones themselves, yeah. you know, where they self shop, but then they each also got a copy of that book. So that, you know, that was really fun. We've just had a lot of great things going with this. Other things coming up. Well, reminder, tax day is Monday. So My Free Taxes is still
Monday? It's Monday.
You know, get your
I gotta go.
Get your stuff together, dude.
You got this, right?
Okay. So if you need a place to file your taxes and your household income was less than $79,000, you can do it for free on our website. So you go to uwswac.org, click on My Free Taxes, and you can do it. And it's super easy and mobile friendly, you know, really user friendly. If you just you just put in what they're asking you, it does all of the work for you. So that is an option if you haven't, James, you know, explored your options yet.
Yeah.
We also have signups right now for United We Can. Mm-hmm. So companies that or organizations or families that might want to do a food sculpture. United We Can will be on June 18th, which is a Tuesday. But building of constructions happens during the day from 10 to 4, and then they are on display for the Rafter game that evening. This is an effort to bring awareness to hunger in our community. The bonus is then all that food gets distributed to food programs, but it's really about hunger awareness and making people just, you know, kind of pause and think about what that means here in Southwood County, Adams County, you know, our surrounding area. So we are taking signups for that. And then we also, James, hot off the press, we're launching a new event program, I guess, this year. We will be doing, based on feedback that we've received for needs amongst, you know, really our most vulnerable population, is from Mother's Day till Father's Day, we will be doing a community baby shower, and we will be collecting diapers, wipes, and creams. So, you know, diaper rash creams. And those will then be distributed in places where people may go. So you might think about the family center, the food pantry, First Choice Pregnancy Center. There's different places where people might reach out because they have a need for diapers or wipes. And so we will be doing that from, again, Mother's Day to Father's Day.
That's so cool.
And then we will be making those distributions of those items. One thing, and this is not even out there. It's not even on our website yet. Like, we're literally finalizing the flyer for it right now. But one of the things, the questions that we've gotten is, you know, gosh, I don't really want to go to Walmart and buy, you know, a box of diapers. Could I just write a check? Absolutely. But what we will be doing with all of the money for this is we're going to go out and buy diapers and wipes. Yeah, so we have big pile, you know, that we can we can then distribute. So this will be a first time for us doing this event. Our other friends within the United Way network have been doing this. It's just another way to help alleviate some of the financial burden that someone might have. They might not be having that burden all the time, but maybe, you know, there's no savings account and the car breaks down.
Yeah.
And so this is another way that can help, right? They can get their resources in the right places, hand up, right?
Yeah.
And so we're really looking forward to this and seeing what comes in and having, you know, partners around the community help us promote it and gather those up. So just something to keep on your mind. Starting May 12th, we'll be looking for diapers and wipes and baby diaper rash cream, all need to be unopened.
Yes.
So we're not taking any like partial cases of diapers or anything like that. You know, because sometimes that does happen, right?
Yeah,
like your child no longer fits in that size, so they need to start the next size. We just can't, you know, we just need to keep everything fresh and new.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So we're just really looking forward to it and seeing what kind of response the community brings forward.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. First off, I appreciate you breaking that news for us and letting us know about that. We always appreciate that kind of information. And you know, I've mentioned many times how the United Way pays attention to their community, listens to their community, and this is more evidence of that. But the it's one thing to kind of put a Band-Aid on something or to try to, you know, assist somebody. But you said it right there in your what you were saying, a hand up. The United Way is such a believer in that, such a good worker of that. And we don't get to know the impact that this makes in the future right now, but you can feel it. You know, when you're impacting the youth, when you're helping young families or just parents in general, you know, the items that are going to be offered to these parents are is vital and important. Just as important what comes along with that, community support.
Mm-hmm.
How many times as a parent do you remember feeling community support or feeling support in general? We need more of that. And Nick, you have that with this. The impact this makes on the future. These are kids that didn't ask to be in these situations. And you help these kids, they go on and do good. And they go on and put into their community. They go on and it's the greatest investment we can make. And it's just so cool to hear how not only the United Way, but other community partners and this community in general supports these things. And I gotta say too, one thing I love about this community, and even when I was a knucklehead kid, I realized about this area. We get things done.
Oh, absolutely.
We get things done in this area. Don't just wait for people to do this or that or whatever. People get things done. That's a good example of it, Terry.
Yeah,
that
it's great.
Really cool to hear. I love the time frame of it, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, is that fun?
It's
yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, and then just one other thing. On May 1st, we will be at the library, at McMillan Library, with a summer fun fair for kids, like middle school age kids. I mean, any kids could come. But it's really to learn about, you know, what's kind of available for summer. For kids to do in the community. So we call it Summer Fun Fair. Ben from our team will be there, you know, leading that. And we've got, I want to say there's maybe like 9-10 organizations that'll be there with a table in the all-purpose room and just, you know, just talking to kids. Hey, you know, this is something. You have this interest. You could, you know, join us for the summer or something like that. Just to keep kids busy.
Yeah.
Good busy over the summer.
Yeah. Very cool.
And engaged with others.
Encourage you to check out more and keep up to date on the United Way with uwswac.org, uwswac.org. We're going to take a time out. We'll come back and get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Start your day right with El Cafe's Irish Benedict, consisting of poached eggs topped with sliced corned beef on an English muffin covered in hollandaise sauce. Yum. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversaries Club, so tune in for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe and put some fiesta into your special day.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom, and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
Golf season is here, and so is the Lake Arrowhead Job Fair. Full or part-time positions are available. From the course to the lounge, from the banquet hall to the pool, there's a spot for you here. Bring your resume and speak directly to department managers. Starting pay is based on position and is very competitive. Head to the job fair at Lake Arrowhead on Saturday, April 20th from 10 to 1. For more information or if you cannot attend, check out lakearrowheadgolf.com.
Join us Friday on Midday Magazine as we wrap up the week with the Historic Point Boss in Part 1 and visit Wisconsin Rapids in Part 2 from 3 to 4 on WFHR.
few clouds this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon. A little breezy, too, here today. 56 our high. The wind northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny, 68. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Looking at their Facebook posts, which we encourage you to check out. Got some great specials on there today. Their breakfast special, a shrimp burrito.
Oh.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
That is interesting. Mm. I don't know that that would be on my radar.
Yeah.
Like, but it sounds good.
They've got steak and shrimp as a lunch special. They've got a lot of great meals.
Steak and shrimp for lunch?
Yes, yes.
That's we should go.
Yeah, that does sound really good. We're doing that. Clam chowder or a dumpling soup for you available. And other great things. They got a wonderful menu and a really exciting menu, I think. Especially for if you're looking for maybe to try something different. But also your traditional stuff is there. The great food, great prices. You're going to love the atmosphere. The people will blow you away. Just wonderful people over there at El Cafe. We wish them a very happy day and a good, good weekend to all of them. Want to remind you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries as well. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Hit us up that way. And, of course, feel free to call up and join the conversation. Call up anybody. We'd love to hear from you. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Get those B-days and anniversaries to us. Terry, we've got 3 days to celebrate here, but you've got easy work ahead of you because it's two options every day.
Okay.
You've got one or two every
All
day.
Right.
So one or two.
Oh, okay. This will be funny. See if you catch this. 2-1-1.
Oh, nicely done. Nicely done. Call 211 for all your needs. And shout out to our friends over there. 211. That was good. It was really good. Let's go. We got our qualifiers here. So let's go ahead and get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish happy birthday to Rick Gates.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one. And our qualifier today, Crystal Martok.
Happy birthday, Crystal.
Crystal, wish you a great day. Enjoy your day, and thanks so much for getting us that birthday. Wish on Saturday a happy birthday to Frank Williams.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one. And we wish happy birthday to Kim Marie Espinoza.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Kim is a friend of my sister's and a family friend, and we wish her well. She's actually, considering it's tax season and stuff, that's what her focus is. She works a lot on that and everything. So I hope you're having an okay tax season.
I was going to say,
here,
she's probably not even listening.
Yeah, no. I wish you a good birthday. And on Sunday, we wish a happy birthday to Bailey Jones.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
That's a good name. Bailey Jones. That's a good name. Happy birthday, Bailey. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier on Sunday, Ashley Krause.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
Enjoy, Ashley. We wish you a good one and wish everybody celebrating a birthday anniversary out there a fantastic day. Enjoy. Whether it is Saturday or Sunday, celebrate all weekend long. We encourage you to. Have fun. Let's take a quick look at our celebrity birthdays for this weekend. Brooklyn Decker is 37. Sports Illustrated cover model. She acted a little bit, too, and she's married to Andy Roddick, famous tennis player.
Okay.
Let's see here. Claire Danes is 45. She was on Homeland and a couple of other shows. I think a lot of people would recognize her if they saw her, one of those actresses. Let's see. Oh, Shannon Doherty is 53. Wow.
That one I actually know.
Yeah, right. Of course, on Charmed and famous from Beverly Hills 90210. And more importantly, I would say, especially in recent years, a cancer survivor. And has been very honest with sharing a lot of what she has gone through with her struggles and surviving that. And admire that. I admire anybody that can do those things. We celebrated this birthday over on the Sunrise Show. Happy 67th birthday to Vince Gill. Mr. Amy Grant.
They're probably equal. Right? Like,
I've heard him say that before, so that's not my line. That's Mr. Gill's. Incredible artist. You can't talk about the history of music without Vince Gill. Yeah, not just country music, like Vince.
Yeah.
We were talking about this over there. I think it's so cool to look at a person's arc of their career. Amy Grant is a good example. Pop star kind of finds, you know, that's not really doing it for me. I want to go into soul, into gospel music, and that's where her career went. Vince Gill gets a start with Pure Prairie League and a little bit of pop success with Amy and some of that, and kind of goes away a little while, learns this craft a little bit more, discovers how much he really wants to just do country. And they tell him, you know, in the early 80s, Vince, you're not country enough. And then he goes on.
Right.
It just becomes one of the faces of country music. Like, incredible artist. And you've seen him live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's amazing.
He's one of those guys live that really brings it, it seems like.
He's good.
David Letterman, 77 today for David Letterman. One of the best interviewers I've ever seen. I grew up liking David Letterman.
Not going to lie. I miss that show.
I do too.
I can't stay up that late anymore.
No. big fan.
But I still miss it.
Andy Garcia, 68 today. Fantastic actor. Maybe most recognizable from The Untouchables, but a lot of different roles Andy Garcia has played.
What was the movie he did with Meg Ryan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
He was a pilot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, darn it. What is that? I know which one you're talking about.
Anyway, yeah, I like that movie.
The great, the legend, the wonderful Midwest Zone, Ed O'Neill is 78 today. Modern Family, Married with Children.
Let's just call it like it is. Al Bundy.
He's Al Bundy. He is the Al Bundy. He's one of the greatest TV dads of all time. I'm not saying that because he was a good dad.
Right. Most recognizable, right? Like,
but certainly his the work on that show. And I know I've talked about this before, but I was talking about it with some students and another friend of mine the other day. And Married with Children did exactly what Ozzie and Harriet did. It completely changed the way that this TV sitcom and the way we see families. All of a sudden, it was okay to not be perfect. It was okay to be not have that much money. It was basically showing you a lot of America, showing a lot of the American family. And long before Roseanne and some other shows, Married with Children would do that. But there's a couple of things that really stand out to me and I love about that show. One, anytime Al would fall from the roof and they just throw the dummy. Like, I don't know why, but that get me every time. But a thing that I think a lot of families can relate to that I never saw on network TV until the Married with Children, they would rip each other like crazy. Like crazy. But if somebody else did, oh no, you don't mess with
even
the money.
Even if you were fuming mad with that person a second ago, yeah.
You had your family members back. Yeah. You had your brothers, sisters back, all that. I love that about that show. I love the dynamic about it. It was a fun show.
I thought you were going to talk about like Peggy's ashes dropping in the food she's making.
Yeah, that was always rough too. That was, great, Ed O'Neill. And I do have to say real quick, thank you to him because he gave me some advice and took 5 minutes to talk to me that he didn't have to. And it is a credit to him as a person. Just a good guy. I could talk about him as an actor, and he's a thespian. People don't know this about Ed O'Neill. He's a thespian. He can like act.
See, and I can't. I never really like watched Modern Family, mm-hmm. but like I can't look at him and not just. He's just Al Bundy for me. Yeah. Like I can't. Yeah. I don't know.
He's a good one. Let's see here. John Kay is 80. He is Steppenwolf. Born to Be Wild, Magic Carpet Ride, plenty of great hits from them. Herbie Hancock is 84 today. Wow, two big-time Chicagoans, Ed O'Neill and Herbie Hancock, celebrating birthdays. Rocket was big when we were kids.
Yeah.
There's a couple of hits from him. Some people no longer with us, like Tom Clancy, born in this day in 1947, passed away in 2013. The author that your grandfather reads. No, I'm kidding. He's a great author. Great American writer. Some of All Fears, The Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger. His books are going to be made into movies
to
the end of
time. And how many are already?
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. And David Cassidy, born in this day in 1950. Keith Partridge from the Partridge family, of course. His daughter is Katie Laurel Lance, who was on Arrow and a couple of things. And Tiny Tim, born in this day in 1932. Wow. Tiny Bubbles or whatever he's saying. I don't remember. some people are, as we look at Saturday birthdays for April 13th, Glenn Hawthorne is 48. A lot of people know him from Always Sunny, or I'm from AP Bio and Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Lou Bega, Mambo number 5. 49 for Lou Bega. Max Weinberg is 73 from The Max Weinberg Show. Ron Perlman is 74. Sons of Anarchy, he's Hellboy. He was Vincent in the original Beauty and the Beast in the 80s.
Oh, interesting.
My mom loved that show, that original Beauty and the Beast show. She really liked
that. Like you're talking the... just the series, like the television
the TV
show.
Series. He was, and he was another one where they told him, well, this is probably the only kind of parts you're ever going to get. You're going to be behind makeup. You're going to be behind all that stuff. And Ron Perlman's had a great career. Great career. The one of the greatest voices you'll ever hear, the Reverend Al Green, is 78 today. Let's Stay Together. So many good songs from Mr. Al Green. You better be in a mood if you're going to listen to Al Green. I'll say that. That's for sure. Some people no longer with us, like Paul Sorvino, born in this day in 1939. Paulie and Goodfellas, and was on Law and Order, the first original cast of Law and Order. Great actor. Don Adams, born in this day in 1923. He is Agent 86 from Get Smart. He was, of course, the legendary voice of Inspector Gadget and Tennessee Tuxedo.
Okay.
Butch Cassidy, born in this day in 1866, passed away in 1908. Legendary lawman. Thomas Jefferson, born in this day in 1743, passed away in 1826. Author of the Declaration of Independence and third president of these United States. And taking a quick look at Sunday birthdays, Abigail Breslin, born in the day, 28 years old for her. Great character actor. A great actor. A young actor. Let's see here. Sarah Michelle Gellar, 47 on Sunday. Buffy is... Adrian Brody is 51 on Sunday. Legendary actor. Great actor. Really think he's good. And, people we also want to mention. Pete Rose, going to be 83 on Sunday.
Oh.
He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. He's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. I give that. Brad Garrett is 64, all 6'8" of him. Everybody Loves Raymond, the brother on Everybody Loves Raymond. He's been in a bunch of other stuff, too. He's in the commercials, the Subway, not Subway, but one of the sub commercials. He's hilarious in them. He's very funny.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And we wrap up with wishing a very happy birthday on Sunday to somebody no longer with us. Loretta Lynn would have been 92. Born in 1932, passed away just last year. Country legend, coal miner's daughter. You can't talk about the history of music and not mentioning her. And that's going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. But we wish everybody celebrating one out there a great one and joy. And I can't think of a better place to celebrate than over at El Cafe. Wish them a great day from all of us. Go ahead and head on over there. They're open right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Stick around, everybody. We got a news break coming up here. And then we're going to get to making you a star of the day. Get you some free Culvers coming up right here on The Morning Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is back from a trip to Israel, where he says he met with the parents of one of the hostages taken at the October Music Festival that sparked the Gaza War. Meanwhile, Mark Pocan and 55 other Democrats are urging President Biden to withhold weapons transfers to Israel. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave the profession or leave Wisconsin after 6 years, and it's not just the low pay.
They're still being asked to take their work home with them. They're being asked to work over the weekends. They're often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underlie says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You can park without overnight and daytime parking restrictions in Stevens Point this weekend. Trivia 54, the world's largest trivia contest, is taking place, and people from all over the country are heading to Point. The parking restrictions are lifted from noon today through Monday, April 15th at noon. You still need to abide by certain parking laws, like no parking areas, blocking fire hydrants, and leaving enough space near crosswalks and driveways. Stevens Point is expecting more than 10,000 players in the area. A 2020 Raptors player made his debut with the Major League this week. Spencer Arrighetti played his first game with the Houston Astros on Wednesday. Arrighetti is the 345th former Northwoods League player to reach the Major League level. In 2020 with the Raptors, Arrighetti played in 7 games and was 4-0 with a 0.0 ERA. He struck out 37 batters in 24 innings while walking 10 and had a .625 whip. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks take on the Thunder. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and make it 3 wins in a row without Giannis when they take on the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. Milwaukee back on the winning track after beating the Celtics and the Magic. The Brewers' road trip continues this weekend in Baltimore against the Orioles. Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta set to pitch against Tyler Wells. NFL, the Packers' Kenny Clark says he expects to be back to lining up to more over the center or guard as the defense switches to a 4-3 scheme. College football, Luke Fickell back for his second year in Madison, holding
spring practice.
We talk about don't be occasionally great, don't be occasionally a tough guy. Can you consistently be really good? Can you consistently have that toughness day in and day out, whether you get a thigh bruise, you get a little bit dinged? It's a tough sport. It's a tough game. And the only way you're going to get better, the only way we're going to truly create this culture and environment to grow is by having guys be the example of that.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 for our new show, Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape. While Director's Cut takes a hiatus, join me every Sunday after Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 9 for fun facts, your requests, and more. Every genre, every song, if it was released from 1990 to 99, we will play it. Sundays, 8 to 9 on Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Booyah!
A few clouds this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon, a little breezy too here today. 56 are high, the wind northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, 33, tomorrow, sunny, 68. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Who would have a chance? Like, right? What? I don't know if it's a realistic song. I don't know. No, great song. Dolly playing Terry and I in. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're going to have some fun here in a moment. I just had to do that. I had to do that. But we got to do something else. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for all of you. If you know it, hey, call up 424-2600. You'll get yourself a chance to win not a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Not just two kids' meals, not just two adults' meals. Free Culvers, everybody. That's a family pack of four.
That sounds awesome.
We send a big, big, big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. If you have a Culvers in your community, you've got a Culvers that puts into their community. We're very thankful to Culvers for doing that. Appreciate our friends over there at Culvers. Great, great people. Get some Culvers in your life, everybody. Get rid of the call, 715-424-2600, and let Terry and I know what TV theme song this is.
Yeah. That was fast.
Yeah, got it right away. Got it right away. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, so close. So close. That's not bad. Actually, that's a pretty.
You know,
pretty
I'm close. Wondering if those beginnings sound the same.
Yeah, they do sound a little same. Huh? Let's go ahead and see if we got. Yep. Good morning. What's your answer?
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice job.
Nicely done. Can I get your first name?
Andy.
Sandy?
Andy.
Oh, Andy. Andy. Okay.
Sandy. S-A-N-D-Y.
It is Sandy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was having a hard time hearing you. I got to turn my headphones up, I think. Sandy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. What town are you calling us from?
Oh, Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Were you a Hee-Haw fan? Did you get to watch that growing up?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah. When we first moved out here, my Nana Papa found that show and loved it. Just loved that show. We watched it all the time. It was a fun show, and we appreciate you having some fun with us. And you are our new star of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Sandy, hang on the line. Got to get a little information from you when we get done wrapping up here. But thank you so much for listening and playing along. It's a lot of fun.
I can't remember the last time I've seen that intro. That's what I was like. Because I get the advantage of seeing it on the screen, which people don't get. But when I would see that, I was like, oh my gosh. Brings back memories.
Earlier this week, we got to celebrate the birthday of the great Sheb Woolley, born in 1921, passed away in 03. Rodeo rider and country singer and best known for the 1958 novelty song, The Purple Pea. People Eater and the theme to Hee-Haw.
Oh, cool.
So we thought we'd celebrate him a little bit. Sure, Sheb, a great banjo player. And of course, Hee-Haw had its success. It aired from 1969 to 1993 on TNN, and from 96 to 97, the revival, the return of it. Buck Owens, Roy Clark, legends, like literal legends of music running that show. Minnie Pearl. Was it Minnie Pearl?
Yeah, it was Minnie Pearl. Yeah.
One of my favorite act. I really love her her comedic timing. I learned so much from her and Lucille Ball. Well, just incredible artists, incredible actors, and a fun show. Just a fun show. Wanted to celebrate it. And thank you so much for letting us do that. We got ourselves a new star of the day. We're going to get some information from her. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
To everyone who can't get enough bacon, we're cooking up something savory for you at Culver's. If you thought our cook-to-order bacon deluxe couldn't get any better, wait until you get a taste of it with our new thick-cut bacon. It's savory, it's smoky, with just a hint of sweetness. Try it on the bacon deluxe, or add it to all your Culver's favorites. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Playmakers sponsored by Wham Incorporated. Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham Incorporated is there with super speed. And there's no need to thank them because it's all in a day's work. Wham Incorporated, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Saving the day one order at a time.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah. It's,
and my, on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
A few clouds this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon. A little breezy, too, here today. 56 our high. The wind northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny, 68. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Got a shot. Got it. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it to the weekend. We got some fun stuff to get into. We'll take you to the top of the hour. We got great things coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well, getting some entertainment. Got a couple of fun topics for us to dive into, Terry. I want to get into one of those would you rather questions I got for you.
Oh, I love those.
I got that. And we got 4 last minute tax tips. We'll see. We'll get those in at the last
like,
minute.
Like start sorting through your paperwork? Yeah,
like do it now. Like get on it. Get on it. So I've always been very appreciative of being somebody that I don't take joy in other people's sadness, or you know, I would rather see my team win than my heated rival win, you know, or my team, you know, I don't take joy more joy out of somebody losing than my team winning, like that kind of thing. And I don't, regardless of who it is, I don't take pleasure in somebody passing, regardless of how they live their life, because I always think of no matter who it is, they got loved ones out there. And
absolutely. Yeah,
you have
for sure.
to think of that. And I think we forget that sometimes in society when we're making our jokes and our memes and a lot of that. And yesterday, breaking while we were on air, was the passing of O.J. Simpson. And we touched on that. And all I did was read that O.J. Simpson has passed away at this age and what he died from. And then we moved on. I have to admit to the audience, I have taken an enormous amount of pleasure in listening to people try to cover this, because everybody, especially like sport, I listen to a lot of sports people, and when they try to cover this, immediately OJ died, they want to talk about, you know, him just as a football player, and I get that, but they of course in the back of their head realize what they're doing and who he is and what the life he lived, and so they're trying to walk around this and trying to like walk eggshells around it. He was a bad guy. He was a bad guy. It's okay to say that. Like, we don't have to, like, mince words here or anything. Regardless of what you believe of, you know, his criminal case or anything like that, it was proven in court he was an abusive husband. That ain't right to me.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything cashy about that. I have an incredible amount of African-American friends that have a big problem with OJ. Big, big problem with him. There's plenty that you can say about this. You can chew gum and walk at the same time. I can say all that and also have empathy for his 4 children. I feel for them.
Absolutely.
But another interesting thing that has happened with this is when these kind of things happen, they bring up nostalgia, they bring up the 90s or eras or different moments in time. And of course, you cannot talk about him, and nobody talks about his career anymore. You talk about the chase. You talk about the car chase.
Well, yeah, you wonder if he's going to, I mean, is his procession going to be a white Bronco or not?
I kind of felt like it should be. It seems only right. It really does. I don't care if it's not PC or anything like that. If we're not going to call things like they are. If Hitler died, we'd be pretty honest about that, I feel like. You know, we'd cover that the way it should be covered, and we're going to do that with him, too. But I do think that there is something interesting happening with that, is the way that it has sent so many people down memory lane, and had people thinking back to not only the slow-speed white Bronco chase or anything, but to other things of the 90s. So here are 10 other things that happened in the spring of 1994, which kind of dominated things, but feel like they were over 100 years ago now. In March of 94, the People's Republic of China got its first ever connection to the internet.
Interesting.
Huh. On April 5th, Kurt Cobain of Nirvana passed away. That happened. On May 10th, there was a solar eclipse.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's shocking. That was a partial annual eclipse. It did have a similar path stretching from Mexico up through Ohio, though. So that's kind of interesting.
That's cool.
On May 26th, Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley were married. Boy.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm sure they're doing fine. Wait, what? No. On June 15th, The Lion King hit theaters. It hit theaters for the first time.
I remember going pretty right away. I mean, not like an opening, but while it was there, yeah, that was. It is still a good movie.
Yeah.
Did
no,
you
that
see
is.
It?
Yes, that one I've seen. That one I've seen many, many times. My children loved that movie. And it was, I actually think that that's it's one of those movies even adults can kind of like enjoy.
Yeah, and it still stands up. Like, yes, you can watch it right now, and you're not like, oh, you know what I mean? How sometimes, whatever, like the... It just seems old.
What's really crazy, and this can happen with almost any Disney movie, but take a look at that cast. My God.
It's remarkable.
That is an incredible cast. Like the voices they can get on Disney, man. That is incredible. The number one songs in the country over that stretch were The Sign by Ace of Base, Bump and Grind from R. Kelly, and I Swear from All for One. We were all over the place. We were all over the place in the 90s, which is why it's great to catch unlabeled your 90s mixtape every Sunday.
I love it.
Catch it 8 to 9 every Sunday, everybody. Get me your requests. Get me your requests for the 90s show we're doing. And Major League Baseball was headed towards a player strike, which would cancel the World Series, of course, and just like break the hearts of many of us. And the beginning of the end for baseball for a lot of fans. That's noteworthy. The biggest sensation for kids was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I forgot all about them.
Yeah, I forget about Power Rangers, too.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. The top scripted shows on TV in the spring was Home Improvement, followed by Seinfeld, Roseanne, Grace Under Fire. Oh, I forgot about that. Coach! Yes, Coach! Oh, I loved Coach. No one had even seen Friends yet.
I think Home Improvement was my favorite in that group that you just labeled off.
Home Improvement was good. Home Improvement was good. All of them were good. I liked all those shows. But I got to say, Coach was my show. I loved Coach. God, I loved that show.
What is that actor's name?
Dauber? Craig T. Nelson.
Coach, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Craig T. Nelson, yeah. He's a good actor. He's a solid actor. And the internet got real in 1994 with the founding of both Yahoo and Amazon.com. And the entrepreneur named Gary Creeman founded Match.com as well. So that came out and everything. And that, of course, created a whole bunch of websites with
Match.com was out that early?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was. Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I didn't realize Amazon had been around that long either.
I mean, like I was just saying we could have used it.
Yeah.
Didn't, but could have.
Right. Back then, actually, would have been useful. Now, it doesn't matter. That's just an insane grouping of things. Like, I don't know if I paced that well enough.
Yeah,
I don't know if
we
should have given us more time to take some of that stuff in. Like, that's crazy to think about.
It's even crazier that it's 30 years ago.
I cannot wrap my mind. Does anybody else do this? When you're thinking of things or you're referencing something that happened in the 90s, yeah, just, you know, like 10 years ago. I still catch myself doing that. Just like 10 years ago in the 90s. Like, James. Not exactly true. Not exactly how that happened. Today is National Grilled Cheese Day, which is perfect because it's a Friday and who wants to cook? You know, why cook? Don't even bother.
Culver's has really good grilled cheese.
Nice reference. Yes, they do. Here are some random grilled cheese-related fun that is floating around the interwebs. No one knows exactly how old grilled cheese sandwiches are.
Oh, see? So it's an enigma, right? Like it's a little mystery.
Every year, grilled cheese just likes to say it's turning 29 again. You know, that we don't ask. We don't pry. No, that is actually really cool. We don't have this with a ton of foods. But one of the earliest references to melted cheese sandwiches featured in Sarah Tyson Rorier's, Miss Rorier's new cookbook from the year 1902.
Yeah, I was thinking it probably went pretty far back, right? Because cheese has been a staple, I mean, for a long time, and of course, bread. And
So many of our traditional foods come from the poorer sections of society, whether you're talking about out in England and parts of Scotland or London, you're talking about here in the States.
Yep, and meal stretchers, right? Yes, like things that you could just make that go farther.
So I would have thought grilled cheese would have been something that you know, was around like in the Renaissance era or something like that, you know, the dark ages.
You know what I
think
is cool? That you just said it's in a cookbook. Yeah, I mean, because does grilled cheese need to be in a cookbook? Right, so that's awesome that it was in there.
It's pretty cool. Let's take a call from a listener. Good morning. You're on the show.
All right. So what's your favorite bread to put your grilled cheese with?
White.
Yeah, I'm kind of just, you know, boring about it. I like the white bread. I have tried it with other breads. I've tried it with French loaf. Oh, no. Oh, that
sounds
good.
Yeah, I've had it with Texas toast.
Oh, I got to try that. Ooh, that sounds good.
Although if I'm making it at home, like if they're serving it that way, if I order it somewhere, totally fine. But if I make it at home, I just use regular white bread.
I'm a big bread guy. So, yeah, the bigger the bread, the more, like, that sounds good to me. I'll try that.
I mean, I've done it with sourdough and stuff like that. But then one of the people that told me, you know, that one night I really wanted a grilled cheese sandwich. I was talking about it at work. And I got home that night. And I had no butter. I mean, nothing that was, you know, easy to spread.
Butter? Yeah. Oh, that's like a sin.
That wasn't soft enough to be able to spread on your bread. So someone told me to use mayo. And spread on the outside of your bread. You know, not a thick layer. It's a nice thin layer. Because it's an oil. You know, mayo is an oil.
Yeah, it's true.
That sounds disgusting. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead. Carry on.
Don't knock it until you try it.
I was going to say it.
I won't try it. Just so you know, I won't try it.
Actually, I think that's
I'm a Miracle Whip person.
It's a little sweet. Yeah, I mean, so am I. I mean, I like both.
That's awesome, though.
It made it a little sweeter.
I do have to tell you, there was a restaurant here in town that they would have like this five cheese grilled cheese special once in a while. Ooh. It was like a, you know, a bar grill kind of place. And they use like a kind of an herb bread, you know, that has like the little seeds and stuff on the top. And they had five different kinds of cheese in there, so it was very savory, like you did, and that was excellent. But it was very different to me than just like I wouldn't call that a grilled cheese. That was, you know, to me it was just different than my good old plain really cheesy sandwich. But that was really good.
Do you can you have just grilled cheese, or do you have to have it with soup?
I have to have tomato soup.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have grilled cheese, or I know it's not. Now you take it away from it. If it's not a grilled cheese, if you throw a slice of ham in there or something.
Yeah, no, then it's a ham and cheese.
A hot ham sandwich.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, if I make chicken soup or something like that, sometimes
I'll
have it with grilled cheese.
Yeah, I like it with chicken noodle. Yeah.
Okay, but what's the lesson from this conversation? Never be without butter.
Yeah, I think that's really the big takeaway. Really the big take. That and the Texas toast French toast, I got to try.
Never be without butter.
It's a good one. We learned that today. We learned that thanks to you, Kev. We learned.
I lost my card. I'm sorry.
And there is, you know, there are convenience stores really close to your house.
You pick it up and drop it off then. He's busy. He's busy. You drop it off for him, Terry. Always appreciate the time, man.
All right, you guys.
See ya.
Have a great weekend. We can talk to him all day.
Okay, seriously. In my, like, you would never, ever, ever come in my home and find me without toilet paper and butter. Those are like two things. Oh, and toothpaste. I'd never be without toothpaste either. But I'm just saying.
That's a good one.
Butter? Come on.
It happens. It happens.
Never.
Nope. The French were the first to make it a thing, grilled cheese, that is. They did this back in 1910 when restaurants started adding the crotte manassour to menus. The crotte manassour, to menus. But that was just grilled cheese. It also would have ham on it.
Do you think they did it on French bread?
I don't know. Good question. Good question. Yeah. It is really good on French bread.
It was bread made in France.
You had to do that. You had to do that joke. It was good. New research says that the average American adult eats 36 grilled cheese a year.
Oh, a day.
I almost said a day. Yeah.
Like, whoa. They also need a laxative.
And a lot of them. Yes.
Fiber.
In a poll, 57% of Americans said that they prefer white bread for grilled cheese. 24% prefer sourdough. 23% prefer wheat. And get this, Terry, 70% of people say that they use butter when they're making it, while 20% mayo.
That is crazy. I'm still not trying it. Are you trying it?
No. I'm not a mayo guy. America is divided on the way it cut to cut the sandwich. 52% cut them in a half diagonally, while 21% cut them half vertically, and 10% just cut them half horizontally.
I have, at my house, I have one horizontal and one diagonal.
Nice,
and my own is diagonal also, but one, just talking kids. You know?
There are several fun grilled cheese moments in pop culture, but Gen Zers will think of the movie Benny and June probably, when Johnny Depp's character makes a stack of grilled cheese sandwiches using a clothes iron, which he actually really did do in real life.
I would kill someone if they used my iron for that.
It's a silly movie, but I can't help myself. I do like that movie. That's a good one. And most people just make grilled cheese in a pan or a cast iron skillet, but some people use a toaster oven and a panini press. So there's some other versions of it.
I just use a pan.
Yeah.
Just a frying
same
pan.
Same here. Enjoy your grilled cheese today, everybody, however you have it. And make sure to be filled up and get some good food in you, because we've got some great local events going on in the area this weekend. One of them I want to tell you about, and they joined us just the other day. The Central Wisconsin Gift of Life have their 10th annual scavenger hunt happening tomorrow. Registration's at 10 a.m. Scavenger hunt goes from 11 to 3. Raffle, light dinner, and prizes to follow at 3. All taking place at the beautiful Ridges Golf Course at 2311 Griffith Avenue in Wisconsin. Some rapids.
This is a super fun event. So if you've not done it, jump on and do it. I just have to, you know, because I'm very competitive, so I'm just going to brag for a minute. I was on the winning team the first year and the second year.
Right on. Rock on. That's awesome. You can find out more at their Facebook page, Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. Just type that in your search bar. Otherwise, give our friend Jill a call at 715-451-0909. That's 451-0909. Great people doing some great awareness for a great cause. Have fun.